This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The company that supplies half the country's flu vaccine announced today it will not be shipping any vaccine this season. British regulators suspended Chiron Corporation's license to make the vaccine at its plant in Liverpool, England. As a result, there will be a severe shortage of flu vaccine worldwide for the flu season beginning in the next month or so. And U.S. health officials are scrambling to make sure the available vaccine gets to people who need it most. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Chiron Corporation was assuring the public it would begin shipping its vaccine, called Fluvirin, this month. By Thanksgiving, the company said about 48 million doses would be available in this country. But today's unprecedented decision by British regulators to suspend Chiron's license changes everything. Howard Pian is president of California-based Chiron.
This action will prevent Chiron from releasing any product for the 2004-2005 influenza season. We profoundly regret that we will be unable to meet public health needs this season.
Chiron was supposed to deliver a little less than half the total amount of flu vaccine ordered up for the 2004-2005 season. The 100 million doses that were to be available would have been the highest number ever. Last year, 87 million Americans got flu shots. Now the country will have to get by with a little over 52 million doses. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says this is a big blow to public health.
This is very disappointing news that creates a serious challenge to our vaccine supply for the upcoming flu season.
Thompson and other health officials say they had an inkling that Chiron might not ship all the flu vaccine it had promised, but they didn't realize until today how bad the problem was. And leading U.S. officials say they still don't know why the British felt compelled to suspend Chiron's license. The immediate problem is to redeploy the available vaccine, which will come almost entirely from a company called Aventis Pasteur.
Our immediate focus will be on making sure that the supply of vaccine we do have reaches those who are the most vulnerable.
That includes young children and the elderly, people with serious medical conditions such as heart failure, kidney failure, and AIDS. Pregnant women should still get flu shots, and certain health workers. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says researchers are investigating whether it's okay to dilute available flu vaccine to make it stretch further.
We compared a half a dose of the vaccine with a full dose of the vaccine, and we found that in adults, healthy adults, aged 18 to 49, that the immune response to the half a dose was comparable to that, to the full dose.
But that won't help elderly people whose immune systems need full-strength vaccine. Health officials are also weighing the use of an antiviral medicine that is sometimes used to treat influenza. The drug called Tamiflu can be used to prevent the flu in people at high risk, such as nursing home patients, but it's not clear how much Tamiflu is available. A government stockpile contains only about 1 million doses, and the drug is expensive. It costs $68 for a 10-day supply. Richard Knox, NPR News.